Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The State Department is telling Americans not to travel to many parts of Mexico. The government issuing this caution after two U.S. citizens were killed south of the border this month. We check in live with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg for Eye on Travel, sponsored by Jetstream Parking. Peter, good morning. How real is the threat? We're talking, parts of Mexico, including Cabo and Cancun, too?
Well, let's put this in some perspective. There are 32 separate states in Mexico, and most of the State Department warnings are concentrated on three states in Mexico, three of those 32, mostly in the northeastern part of the country bordering with Texas. But remember, the State Department has four different levels of advisories. Level one is travel with normal caution. Number two is travel with increased caution. Level three is reconsidered travel. And level four, the worst of them, is do not travel. Those level four warnings are applying to those three states in Mexico, but subsequently lesser levels of warnings are applying to the others. And, you know, you have to put this in perspective, because if there's a riot in Cincinnati, does that mean I can't go to Cleveland? Of course it doesn't. It's a big country. You have to use common sense here, take a look at, be situationally aware, and realize that these are not bans. You're not being illegal if you go. You just have to make sure that you understand what the situation is way beyond just that State Department advisory. Look, I'm in Germany right now. Next door to me in France, they're having riots in the streets of Paris. Does that mean I can't go to France? It does not. In Israel, massive demonstrations in the street. But it doesn't stop me from going there if you practice common sense. We just have to take a different look and add some more context to it and not just go by the State Department advisories.
Well, Peter, are there other areas that we do need to be cautious about? Maybe not a warning per se from the State Department, but, you know, what should we keep in mind when we travel? And what are your tips for making sure that, you know, you stay safe in a foreign country?
Well, one tip I always define is, do you want a second opinion? I got a second opinion from the British Foreign Office. You can do that on the website and look at the warnings that they give their own citizens, compare them with the ones we're getting, and you'll come up with a pretty good conclusion. The other thing you want to do is go online and check local newspapers before you leave. They'll tell you exactly what's going on a day-to-day basis. It will not be out of date. And then do my metric. I will not go to anywhere where no one's in control. So you will not be seeing me vacation in Syria, in parts of Chechnya, in parts of Bosnia, and also, you know, in certain parts of the United States. The problem with these State Department advisories is if you use the same metric that they use to work on foreign destinations and you apply them to Philadelphia, you wouldn't leave home.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg with us for Eye on Travel, sponsored by Jetstream Parking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.